A resourceful little boy, a flying peach the size of a house, and a group of magically altered invertebrates all are present in James and the Giant Peach, a summer musical from HARTS, Hawaii Education of the Arts. Its fantastical storyline poses special challenges for live theater, but Dr. Pam DeBoard, who is coordinating the Palikou Theater production with its cast of 55, is up to the challenge, and she's with us in our studio. Pam, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for inviting me, Chris. Aloha to you.
55 kids, many of whom have been with you for years, right?
That's right. We have a wonderful cast. Because it's our 15th anniversary, we invited seven of our alumni to be a part of this cast, mm-hmm. including Michael Kabagbag, who's the leader entertainer at Aulani, mm-hmm. the Disney Resort. And we also have several college students, Bryce Irvine, Ka'ena Kekoa, Gabriella Wai, Megan Dung, Jordan Klein, and Quincy Brown, who all have done a great job for us in the past, and we welcome them back.
Well, you've got quite a tall order with this production, wouldn't you say?
I would say this was a very difficult production, and we're excited to have such a wonderful cast.
How do you convey all the magical things that you're setting out to convey?
We have a wonderful set designer that we invited to build this, to make the set. Chris Wren is in the San Diego professional theater community, mm-hmm. and he agreed to do the set design and lighting design for us. We know that will help a great deal. We also believe that people have imaginations. And so when they see the program, we know that most people know the story, mm-hmm. and they can imagine with the use of the set, costumes, music, choreography, they will be able to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. It's all about willing suspension of disbelief, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And enjoying the magic of the moment. People come to the theater to get away from the humdrum and the difficult activities of life and just enjoy the musical theater experience for a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that some of the newer forms of media to which young people are exposed do a lot of the work for you as opposed to what happens, say, in a theater where you have to use your imagination?
I believe that when students participate in live musical theater, they get away from technology for a while, and mm-hmm. it forces them to think. In fact, some of our students have pointed that out to us, that a technology-free atmosphere like musical theater gives them an opportunity to expand their brain power.
Mm-hmm. So there is this growing sense among them, I would think, that maybe some of the technology is not necessarily doing that, right?
That's right. We use technology for lights and sound, and we use technology to help the students get a grasp on the music because, honestly, Chris, the music of the more contemporary productions is far more difficult than some of the older productions that we have done in the past, mm-hmm. like Fiddler on the Roof. The music on that is much easier, so we do encourage the students to listen to the music on YouTube or wherever they can find it to help them learn the music. But other than that, we do not allow iPhones, iPads, any kind of technology in our rehearsals, or we go to camp for a weekend, no technology. Students have to learn to create on their own.
That would seem to go against the grain of some kids.
I think that they welcome it. They welcome an opportunity to do something different, and they enjoy working together. Teamwork is a tremendous part of what we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would certainly think so, but you know, the challenge for you and for your organization has been to kind of create an ethos where hard work is valued, teamwork is valued. That doesn't come automatically, does it?
Well, we have a chant. Work is fun. And we teach the students to believe that. They come together and they build such a tremendous sense of ohana in our group. Their friends are in our group, and they discover that by working together to achieve an end goal, they enjoy that more than playing alone with a piece of technology.
Mm-hmm. With that sense of obligation to a team, you know, frequently kids are, you know, they've got a lot of different interests. They've got a lot of different demands on their time. I mean, I would think that with a cast of 55, the whole idea of, you know, getting everybody to regular rehearsals, giving up free time would be pretty tricky.
Well, I guess in the beginning, 15 years ago, it might have been more tricky, but now we have a reputation, and we tell people from the very beginning, there's this letter of commitment that you have to sign. Mm-hmm. You have to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning, and you cannot leave before noon every day for 5 weeks. And then when we move to the theater, obviously there is even a greater commitment. So the students that come to us know what our standards are, and they don't question it. Mm-hmm. They want to have that great sense of accomplishment that comes with putting on a good show.
That sort of, you know, that gets beyond the theatrical in a sense of just sort of to the whole thing of managing people in general, and speaks to the importance of saying what it is you require right off the top.
That's right. We value kindness. We go back to that Bible verse that says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, and we start from there. And then we say that we treat everyone with dignity and respect. And we let the parents know that from the very outset. When they first join our organization, we tell them that's who we are. So by the time we get to a summer show like this, where most of the students have been with us for a while, the idea of treating someone with disrespect doesn't even come up.
You know, there's so many perceptions of theater as a place of temperament, creative, what are politely called creative differences, right? Mm-hmm. It seems it's tough to get any kind of production off the ground without some sort of, you know, disturbances in the atmosphere. You seem to have gotten around that quite a bit.
I will say that in the early years, we occasionally had a problem, not among our students, but maybe among our directors making cast determinations. Mm-hmm. We might have had a disagreement or so. Finally, I had to learn as the musical director that I have to give in to what the director wants.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, the director is my daughter, Megan DeBord. So whatever she wants in from a theatrical sense, I agree to, and I don't even question. And now that we bring in these professional designers, we have even more that we have to trust them with. You can't give somebody a job and then say, well, that isn't exactly what I had in mind.
Mm-hmm.
You can give some advice. We have a lot of young adults on our staff. But in the end, you can't take it back. You have to trust them and encourage them and help them achieve success.
I always feel when I'm talking to you, Pam, that there are lessons beyond that of mounting a you know, young people's musical.
If we didn't believe that there were great moral lessons to teach in what we do, we probably wouldn't do it. Because one of our greatest objectives, in fact, our mission statement, is to build character in young people through the arts.
Mm-hmm. Seems to be working.
We like to think so, and we're very proud of the students that we have. We're very proud of this production of James and the Giant Peach. I'm extremely excited about it. The music is difficult, but if you could come to our rehearsal and hear them sing, you would know that it would be an exciting opportunity for you to come and hear them.
I'm just curious, what's difficult about the music? In what way is it difficult?
Okay, maybe it's more difficult for me than others because I am an established classical musician, and this is upbeat modern music, very contemporary, lots of syncopation. I asked Iggy Jang if he would come in and play the violin. We've known each other for years, and he agreed. I have to have a really good drummer. I have to have a really good bass player because they help drive the show. It isn't like classical music. It's difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Thanks a lot, Pam. Dr. Pam DeBord is the director of Hawaii Education of the Arts production of James and the Giant Peach, performed at Windward Community College's Pauliku Theater Friday and Saturday, July 14th and 15th, and Thursday through Saturday, the 20th through the 22nd. Show times are at 7 p.m.
Wonder how a giant peach can grow.